Case number 9884, Jeanette Stetler, north of Route 22, 1 mile west of Massey's Landing, being lot B, a variance from the rear yard setback requirement.
I'm Steve Becker from Love Homes, 108 Marsh Road, Rehoboth Beach.
Hey, do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
Good evening, sir.
What they're going to pass around real quickly is just a plot plan showing this house behind another house. Out on this particular lot, out on Long Neck Road, we're kind of in a mixed use. This is a tiny development with single wides, double wides, and I guess it bungalows surrounded by tunnels property. And then across the street are some $400,000 condos, it looks like. The present setbacks on this 50 by 100 foot property are 40 foot in the front and 20 foot in the rear. So out of 100 foot, I've got 60 eaten up by setbacks. Presently, there's an old 71 mobile home out there, 12 by 56, I believe. What we're looking to do is replace that with a 16 by 60. But you can see that if I've got 60 feet eaten up by setbacks, not going to get that. In fact, I don't think there's any housing available to this woman that's that will fit on her on this piece of property. So we're looking for some relief.
How old did you say the present unit was?
71 Skylark is what I believe is out there now. 12 by 56, I believe.
That's what's on there now.
Mrs. Stetler. That's what's on there now.
12 by 56, okay. Ma'am, if you're going to be speaking, you'll need to go up here and be sworn in, please.
Okay. Please state your full name and address.
Jeanette Pearl Stetler, and my home address, or here?
Your present address.
Okay, it's 296 South Reading Avenue, Bordertown.
Okay,
Pennsylvania.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Okay, you can go right there.
Is the dirt entrance shown on the property, the access to the property in the rear?
Yes.
So that has to be kept free as well, right?
Yes, it does. Directly in front of the property is another single wide of a little more aged variety, less well maintained. Jeanette has kept her property very nicely. We have directly behind the house where the tunnel community starts, we've got a wooded area back in there offering, not camouflage, but offering some relief between the one community and this.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Burton?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
We are.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I guess I have one more question. That on your drawing that you gave to us, it says 10-foot rear variance.
It's 16.
It's 16.
Yeah. It was addressed when I came to fill out the form for the hearing, and it's on the back of that they had it approved. I mean, for the 16.
Okay.
It was corrected that day.
Okay.
No other questions?
Okay. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, if there's no further discussion, I'd like to move we approve case number 9884, as I believe it is unique in the size of the lot and the restrictions because of the size. It is also not created by the applicant. I believe it will enable reasonable use of the property.
Any have a second to that motion?
Second.
And I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 9,884. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.